This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Yes, my friends, the sacred fire of liberty has officially begun. And yes, Jonathan Emord is here with me. And the crowd goes wild, or at least I do, Jonathan.
Well, it's nice to have one fan.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you have been so busy. And I have been so busy that sometimes our paths can't even converge once a week. And it's just amazing to me. Of course, as busy as you are, last week you were preparing to do some kind of oral argument with the Ninth Circuit. I don't know if that happened already, if you even can mention it, because I know a lot of stuff you can't reveal until the time to reveal it.
Well, I can say it happened. I can't really talk about the details, though.
Hmm. Did the Ninth Circuit throw, like, barbs at you? I mean, were they nice to you, at least? You could say that.
Oh, no. They were very pleasant.
Okay.
It was a good argument.
All right. Very respectful. Well, I wish I could have been there to see and cheer you on. Not that you needed me to do so, but when you're making an argument, there's going to be foundations of principles of liberty like, since the time of the founding fathers. That's the kind of intensity I like. So today I want to talk with you at least to start. I know we've got a lot of things on the agenda here. But I was this weekend at the Southeastern Exposition for the health food stores, right, and the manufacturers that, you know, sell into the stores and talk about different things. And there were, I think, 17, 18 or 19 booths selling hemp-derived CBD, cannabidiol. And, you know, it's a mishmash of rules and regulations and laws and this on the state, local, municipal level, and federal level. And none of these things seem to know what the other is doing, nor does the federal government realize it doesn't maybe even have the authority to ban a plant like hemp, which has been used industrially since the time of the American Revolution and before and since. So I know there's controversies about the CBD, but what's the deal other than the treaties we've discussed, the international treaties prohibiting the feds from descheduling it? Is there stuff that we don't know that you've discovered recently we should know?
Well, I think that the most interesting aspect of this is the federalism struggle between the feds and the states,
mm-hmm.
Which they're in direct conflict. And it's interesting. The feds have waited quite a considerable amount of time under the Obama years. It was a very clear hands-off pot type of approach that was taken by the feds, and that bled over into CBD. And while they had the authority and while they proclaimed that they had the power to act against it and that it was not legal, they didn't do anything. Now in the Trump years, Gottlieb has taken enforcement action through his divisions, issuing warning letters to a select subset of the universe of marketers. But the cat is pretty much out of the bag. There's so many parties now manufacturing and distributing CBD oil across the United States that it would be hard for the government to shut this down without a very vigorous and publicly apparent enforcement effort all over the place. And they could go party by party, but there's so many that are now in this market. That, then, is also complemented by the fact that some states have expressly declared CBD manufacture and interstate distribution and sale legal. For example, California did that. And there is now a thriving marketplace in CBD oil. So the longer the feds wait to act, the more difficult it becomes to act. And if they do act in states where the states have declared the substance legal, they are confronting a rather significant federalism issue, because you have the domestic entity protecting a market and allowing it to grow, and the feds coming in and acting against it.
Right.
They can always take actions on the periphery. You know, they can say, oh, well, you claim it's CBD, but there is some percentage, even though it may be inert in its activity, of THC in it, because I imagine it would be very difficult without making a synthetic CBD oil to have a plant-derived CBD from the pot plant and not have THC, even, you know, completely be free of THC.
Right. They talk about a 0.3% level, which, as Ron Paul joked about it years ago, if you try to smoke a whole telephone pole worth of hemp, you will not get high.
Right. So I think that the basic point here is we've got a clash of jurisdictions. We have a federal government that is slow to react and is not really enforcing its position with any gusto. And in the interim, you've got a market that's growing by such an enormous growth rate. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a supplement market that's new grow as fast as this one.
I was going to ask you that. Because you've been in this industry, you know, as an attorney defending freedom of speech in the supplement field for a long time. I've been doing this in homeopathic and supplemental for 25 years now, and I have never seen anything like this CBD phenomenon from hemp. Now, again, as I've dug deeper into the science, it's just extraordinary how much benefit and little or no detriment is found to this part. And, of course, we look at it on a federal level, like with Mitch McConnell. I find this interesting. Here's a conservative from Kentucky, definitely not a pro-pot kind of guy, yet he has been, you know, exposed to the science of hemp, industrial hemp, and also looked at the farmers in his state, tobacco farmers, other farmers of what they call, what kind of crops are they called? Commodity crops, right? And they're not doing so well. They're poisoning their land with things. And like, you know what? This is completely different and completely turned around to Mitch McConnell and many of the conservatives on this issue to say, you know, this is different. And also we've seen the recurrence of, or the resurgence of, the 10th Amendment with this, you know, the idea that the federal government has no jurisdiction to ban a plant. Now, you know, we're talking about, you know, things that are enumerated powers granted to the federal government. Those are not that they go to the states or the people. So it's become impossible, I believe, for the feds at this point to clamp down against industrial hemp. That's just my perspective at this point.
Well, one of the things that they frequently do in situations like this where there's such widespread use of the substance and it's late, they're late in the enforcement game, is to look for a what is, I would describe it as, an inevitable health-related issue. So you remember the ephedra situation. So ephedra became widespread in its use, was effective in weight loss. People began to use it rather regularly as an aid to achieving weight loss. And the feds then had that. There was the baseball player.
Beckler, yes, I remember. We covered that extensively. In fact, there was a book published on that in retrospect, and what we revealed was just quite shocking in terms of the actual harm of ephedra, right?
Well, I think the big thing in that situation was it certainly looks in retrospect like the management of the ball team and the, and you know, the people who could potentially be liable for his dehydration, collapse, and death found this a convenient crutch, because they could say, hey, you know, the coroner found some ephedra in his bloodstream. Ephedra causes an elevated heart rate. That could be the cause of his heart attack or whatever it was. So that became the rallying cry for acting against ephedra. There was the initial action by the FDA to try to make it illegal. We won, we defeated that in the United States District Court in Utah. It went up on appeal in the interim.
Yeah.
All these Congress critters expressed disdain and were up in arms when the Steve Beckler information spread around because it was a politically palatable and easy way to justify the enforcement, and FDA was knocking on Congress's door since I won that, you know, since the day I won that case, saying you've got to do something, and now here's the excuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the similar situation could happen with CBD. Somebody could either mismanufacture CBD, or it could be that there's a higher level of THC, or it could be that someone suffers heretofore not perceived allergic reaction, or that someone misuses the product, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that it's linked to a death or to a serious injury, in which case they can raise that as a an example and exaggerate the example so that everybody
sure.
thinks that somehow CBD may cause some injury, and then Congress could rail against it, and then the FDA could unleash all the dogs of enforcement.
Right. Jonathan,
just like they did with ephedra.
Right. Do you perceive, as I do, that, you know, the changing landscape of trust in media, the messenger, if you will, yes, Congress would enlist it to do so like they did in against ephedra, port of public opinion shifts a little bit. I don't know that they would be successful with hemp at this point in time because of the whole history and science and the way we receive media, the information available to everybody that goes beyond it. A lot of people are looking at the FDA with not the same amount of trust, not much less Congress, of course. So I have a sense, it's not that they wouldn't try, maybe they'd be successful, but I have a sense that they wouldn't be. Like if ephedra happened today, they might not have won in a court of public opinion either.
Well, there's also an aspect to this which is unusual. I haven't seen it in any other comparable context, and this is how it is different from ephedra. In the case of ephedra, there were a dedicated minority of people who were, you know, adamant about having access to it for weight loss. But in the case of CBD, because of its potential for alleviating pain, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the widespread use of it, the people who are coming to this substance are really, I would say, more than enthusiastic. I've never seen anything like it.
You're right.
They're paying large sums of money for this stuff. It's not like it's most instances, this is not being sold for dirt. You know, it's not
no,
dirt
no,
cheap.
No, you're right. No, stand by. We've got to take a break here. We're talking with Jonathan Emord. It is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The discussion today is, at least right now, talking about hemp, you know, issues of the 10th Amendment, issues of FDA. Going back to the history of, Jonathan, your experience in defending ephedra, successfully winning in the courts, and then ultimately Congress through the never let a good crisis go to waste or a disaster go to waste, like the death of Steve Beckler, and liability issues. A whole lot of confluence of events happened, and then, you know, basically ephedra was taken off the market, but there was some level of remnant, but not really. Now, in the case of hemp CBD, you're talking about the passion that people are bringing to this, but I'll also expand that and say ephedra, it did have a few other uses, like respiratory, for instance, allergies maybe. But
right.
Hemp, it's not just CBD for pain and anxiety. We're talking the industrial side of things, of fabrics, plastics, fuel, just to name one of 25,000 and one things, that it becomes a saving grace for our farmers. So it's like much bigger than ephedra in terms of an ability to go, hey, that's a bad thing because this happened. Even if something like you described happened, I still don't think they would be successful.
Well, it is, you know, it is a situation where it is long past the 11th hour as far as national distribution is concerned. I mean, this stuff is everywhere. And that's despite some rather significant financial issues that these companies face. They can't get credit card companies to process it because they operate in interstate commerce, and there's the DEA and the FDA, the fear of action taken against them, or even an association with the pot plant is enough to make them flee.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have precious few, almost zero, but precious few institutions that will do credit card processing, and you've got precious few banks that will, because of all the banking regulation, and again, you know, because of the additional federal presence from the DOJ, DEA, FDA, that are not interested in accepting deposits. So you end up with, for example, in California, there's a handful of banks in California that will accept deposits from parties selling CBD. And there's a handful, there's one, I think, credit card company that charges exorbitant rates to allow credit card processing for CBD. So despite those obstacles, which did not exist in the case of Federa, you've got this massive national presence of this stuff, distribution all over the place, and the feds are going to have a terrible time trying to stop it, because once they start enforcement activity, the financial returns are so great on this stuff that parties will sell it illegally in an underground market, and the demand appears to be enormous as well. So,
well, and as you know, the federal prohibition on the cannabis plant prior as marijuana didn't stop marijuana. In fact, some have argued that the drug war actually created the underground market and brought along crime, and so there were better ways that maybe this could have been managed.
Well, I think that in the end, when we have situations where, you know, with drugs, you've got situations where people are taking these things, they become addicted to it, it's not, they lose their freedom of choice, they become, you know, slaves to these things, but those are all as a result of initial exercises of freedom of choice. While we, you and I would say it's a very bad idea to smoke pot, which is a horrible idea, or to use, you know, to use addictive drugs, that's part of our universe of substances that are available in the medical lexicon for treatment, for treating various ailments. And it's unfortunate that addiction happens, and education needs to be out there. But the war on drugs has been singular failure. And it seems to me a better law enforcement approach is to punish people for abuses and crimes that they commit under the influence as a way of deterring them from using drugs in public environments or in circumstances where they have a legal accountability and responsibility for others. And in those situations, they ought to be punished very severely.
And we've
seen, if you kill somebody, you know, because you're high as a kite, you ought to have your head chopped off.
You ought to go to jail
and be executed.
Right. And as we've seen, the war on drugs has been used as an excuse to violate many rights, including the right to privacy, property rights, etc. That, you know, it's one thing if you're concerned about people, you know, addicted to drugs becoming violent, dangerous, and criminal. But again, the way they've gone about it, abject lesson in governmental failure. We'd like to see it done right, and that would still honor the freedom of Americans that honor the Constitution and the rights that come from our Creator. We're going to take another break here. We'll be back with more of the Sacred Fire of Liberty, maybe get into some trade discussions, because we know it's ultimately all economics. What did Trump sign in relation to Mexico and Canada at the G20? Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with Jonathan after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush was laid to rest at his presidential library at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. The casket of our former 41st president traveled via train from Houston to College Station. Many folks came out along that train route to pay their final respects to our 41st president.
I wanted to show my respects to a man who did a lot for our country but didn't want a lot of notoriety for doing it. He was the president. He did the job that he was elected to do.
It's a moving experience, the fact that my commander-in-chief from Desert Storm is being laid to rest today. It's a little emotional.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, President Trump hosts a Hanukkah reception at the White House, a tradition that was established by President George W. Bush back in 2001. And a new study from the CDC says nearly 1 in 6 Americans are still being exposed to secondhand smoke. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Sacred Fire of Liberty. If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's a very special time of the week where we get to join Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, as he takes on the bureaucratic oligarchy and brings the principles of liberty back to a land that seemingly has long since forgot it in many cases and many places. As I've said to Jonathan so many times, I just don't know how you hang out there close to the belly of the so-called beast in the District of Columbia, but I'm glad he's there fighting for us. And Jonathan, you know, the idea of entering into economic interactions, right, as an individual, if I were to say, hey, Jonathan, I got this really cool thing. If you'd like to buy it, you like it, I'm not going to coerce you, but this is all of it. I'm not lying to you about any of it. And you say, sure, I'd like to get that. You don't want the government involved in that. But on the international scale, it's interesting. Do we waive that concept of free trade in terms of managed trade with these global treaties? I know that Trump has been very forward in his pushing to say, hey, America first, we'd like to make deals that are better for us, because we've seen the globalists trying to take down America through these trade treaties. But then again, for the pure free traders out there, they say, well, any trade treaty is not free trade anymore. So how do we find a balance, or is there a balance there?
Well, we start with a world that's a world of second bests. I mean, we would all like free trade. We would all like it if no government in the world would interfere with commercial transactions that are not inherently criminal. And instead, we've got these countries like China that are heavily subsidizing industries to dump products on the American market, that are engaged in industrial espionage, that are stealing our intellectual property, and that are endeavoring to use the power of the state and the resources of the state to bankrupt specific companies in certain industries so they can then dominate. So you've got heavy state involvement in China is a great example of it, but also even from Mexico, there's quite a bit of heavy state involvement, and then from Canada as well. So you have all these tariffs that they'll impose on American products, making it impossible to have free trade by denying American markets. And then on the other hand, they will open up and create very favorable environments with reducing taxes, et cetera, for American companies to leave the United States and go to manufacturing in their countries, and then undersell American products that are in competition made by American labor because they can have labor at substantially lower rates. All right, well, these are part and parcel of free trade, but not when the governments push the, you know, use money and resources and barriers to entry as a way to influence the direction of markets in their favor, in their own country's favor.
Right.
Given that that's happening in Canada and in Mexico, I think Trump has been a very strong realist here in saying, look, we entered into an agreement that stinks, that is going to make the United States give effectively transfer wealth to the tune of trillions of dollars to Mexico and Canada by result in unemployment here and result in the closure of businesses. And instead, what we want is something more akin to free trade. We want an environment where the state is out of it, or if it's involved at all, it's a facilitator to trade, not one that's dedicated to discriminating against the United States. And I think he's moved the market back to an environment where the United States is not being discriminated against as heavily in specific industries, particularly the automobile industry, and then certain agricultural goods, and then, you know, the fisheries industries. These industries, which have been suffering greatly as a result of tariffs from foreign countries, from Canada, from Mexico, are now going to experience relief. And we're going to see a substantial change that's going to result in increased employment in the United States as a result of the bringing down of these barriers. So that's what you want in an international trade deal. To say that you don't want any international trade deal is terribly naive, because in the first instance, you have to have, if a government of a foreign country denies you the right to bring goods into that country, the only way you can change that is if the government of the United States pressures that country into a deal which results in, you know, a treaty or an agreement that results in that country eliminating the legal barriers to entry. I mean, in the Roosevelt administration, Teddy Roosevelt used the White Fleet to use gunboat diplomacy to blow open markets. Since then, treaties have been more apt to be used as a way of opening markets to free trade, or at least to some trade. And I'm in favor of trade. I would like free trade, but if I can't get free trade because another country will not allow it to be free, then at least I want it to be fair to the United States. And that's what Trump has done. He's made the United States the end-all, be-all of his mission, so that there's not been a president in the United States in recent times who has been more dedicated to the welfare of the United States in trade than Donald Trump.
Yeah, it is a fascinating difference, and you know, I've mentioned it since he's become president that he is definitely not a globalist in the sense of previous presidents, Republican or Democrat, that really allowed things like the WTO, United Nations Treaty, supersede American sovereignty. And, I'm not in favor of that. I'm with you. I'd like to see free trade. I'd like to see everybody engage without having governments interfere. But as you said, it's a world of second best. That's an interesting way of saying it.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, we live in an environment where basically foreign governments have weaponized the marketplace in a way that is designed to transfer wealth or actually deplete American resources to the benefit of their countries. That is because we were so successful after World War II and to the present building a thriving economic infrastructure that, you know, we're one of the top industrialized nations of the world, but we're also an empire. We're also a superpower. And there's huge resentment out there among foreign countries about the United States because of the fact that we are in the have category, and frequently they're in the have-not category. And we're an easy target for criticism because they want what we have. And what Trump's saying is, hey, look, I understand you've weaponized the market, and I'm telling you something. We're not going to just sit on our laurels anymore and say free market's good. If we're going to tell you a free market's great, but you don't allow it. So if you don't allow it, I'm going to negotiate for the United States, and I'm going to get a better deal, and I'm not going to agree to any trade in this area until you allow us the benefit and respect that we deserve. Because we are the superpower. We are the economic power.
Yeah.
And you need us more than we need you. And he's used that bargaining approach very effectively.
Yeah, I've used the term principled pragmatism. I'm not saying Trump is a principled pragmatist. I don't know. I'm just saying in my life, I try to lead a principled life, but I'm pragmatic enough and I think realistic enough to realize that, you know, it's not always going to be a world where people are going to live by the principles that we honor, that the founding fathers laid out for us to go, you know, guys, you got to protect this. You got to take care of this. It's not going to do it because it's written down on parchment paper, right? And so we continue to move and push and hopefully, if we have to argue, fine, but certainly be living examples for those to recognize that freedom is superior to, you know, managing your lives from a centralized bureaucracy.
Well, they were taking the far left down the primrose path to total destruction in the United States with the environmental treaties. You know, the climate change treaty would have cost the United States massive amounts of money, and it would have been ruinous to our nation. And all based on this rubric of, you know, protecting the environment, they were in effect redistributing the income of the United States, taxing us tremendously, even though our part of this environmental picture is comparatively small compared to something like China, where they're pumping out pollutants with wild abandon. They'll sign any treaty on this,
and
but they won't abide by it.
Well, exactly. And if you look at recently the revelations, even in the mainstream media, about geoengineering, you know, the spraying in the skies. Of course, when they say, oh, we're thinking about it, you look up, they've been doing it for a long time. It's an admission. It's even in the U.S. Patent Office. They have the technology, have been doing it. And as Mike Adams, our buddy, the health ranger, points out, CO2 is not a toxic pollutant. It's actually the lifeblood of plants. Plants are what give us life and animals life on this planet. So a lot of the environmentalism is socialism and communism disguised.
Well, it sure is. And the whole argument, the movement for a globalist type of solution, to have international bodies take over areas that were previously within the exclusive jurisdiction of the United States when it comes to United States issues, that's outrageous. We should never cede authority or control over areas of legality that we depend upon for defense of our freedoms to an international body, like the Law of the Sea Treaty or these climate change agreements. They were giving over jurisdiction over the United States to these, and you know, these institutions are like the United Nations. You end up with a body that hates the United States, and you have people like Russia and China dedicated to our undermining us and using these international bodies to that end. Well, Trump has said, hey, I'm not going to allow that to happen. He's indicated that in the case of the United Nations, these other countries are going to have to pay their own freight for once, and that when it comes to the United States defending its allies, we're not going to bend to the wishes of the rest of the world if, say, they want to destroy Israel or condemn Israel. He's not going to be for it. Israel is our greatest ally in the Middle East. So he's going to defend them. The great thing about Trump is he is perfectly predictable. He's predictable in that he will defend the United States no matter what. And he is intent on making sure that the rest of the world understands that. And that's a new era. That's an era of America defending its interests and preventing the erosion and destruction of our economy and our military and our ability to defend our freedoms domestically by allowing foreign influence to destroy the nation. And that's what he's doing. He's performing the quintessential role of President of the United States as was initially defined by George Washington, which is first and foremost to protect the life, liberty, and property of the American citizen against those threats, foreign and domestic. And he's doing it.
Yeah.
Doing a very good job of it.
Well, and I've argued, too, the best defense of the environment, if you claim to be an environmentalist, is the defense of private property. And you bring it back to the localist of local levels where people impacted by toxic pollutants have recourse. Because good luck reaching out to the EPA to protect you when they've become captured, regulatory capture by certain industries that, you know, basically pay off and bribe. We've seen it with the FDA. Hold on. We got to go take a break. Hold that thought. I want to come back on defense of private property is the defense of environmentalism. After this, with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty on the Robert Scott Bell Show continues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. The Sacred Fire of Liberty continues. We're wrapping it up here with Jonathan Emord, EMORD.com. Remember his seminal book, The Rise of Tyranny. Also, Restore the Republic. They're also linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Jonathan, we were talking about the defense of the environment versus environmentalism, kind of subterfuge. It's really communism in a sense. And I don't think that's extreme to say that.
No, it isn't. And you know, when they talk about the international organizations taking control over environmental issues that are, that affect our property and our liberty rights domestically, one need only look at what the EPA and what the Bureau of Land Management and the Park Service have done to our Western lands and private property in Western lands. To see, and water rights, to see what can be done by an entity that takes power away from the local level and away from individuals and denies them the full benefit of their property rights.
Yeah.
The Wilderness Act has been so misconstrued and so expanded, it was wrong from the start in my view, but, that it's been used as a means to move ranchers off their property,
yeah,
to basically take their property away from them through regulatory coercion and manipulation from the Bureau of Land Management and from the Park Service. And then likewise, when it comes to water rights,
mm-hmm,
there have been these federal imposition of control over water rights and influence over state actions to on water rights that have messed up the West so badly. Because it's no longer a case where private property and private property interests can control water rights, and instead they've given it to a federal power, which determines how to allocate it. And then you have all these shortages, and you have all these problems where people are downstream and can't get access to the water anymore. And so you no longer have, you know, they came in because they said that there was a failure of the market. But in reality, it was an exertion of power by government that resulted in certain parties being favored over others.
Right, it corrupted the market. It wasn't a free market problem. And Jonathan, right. Seems that very few people realize the problem you've just described has its roots in very often in international treaties, like debt for nature swaps through the United Nations. These are on the congressional record. You can read historically about them, how they impact on federal policy. And that's what I've said. It's like a supranational government, whether you call it a deep state or otherwise, dictating to America in violation of the constitutions via treaties that I think would only be constitutional if those treaties are made in pursuance with the Constitution.
So much of this depends upon an inadequate education of the individual in their rights to life, liberty, and property, and how rights necessarily are those held by the individual, and that when you cede power over your rights to the state, the federal government, or an international body, you are enslaving yourself. So people just don't seem to appreciate that in large measure outside of the libertarian community and conservative community. They just don't have a basic understanding either of economics or of rights theory, such that they don't appreciate that sovereignty, individual sovereignty, is ceded away to the government whenever you allow the government to determine when your rights to property or liberty or even life are going to be capable of being exercised. When you've got the federal government saying, oh, no, you can't do X, Y, and Z with your own property, they don't recognize that, even though it may be for some articulated lofty goal. It is nonetheless, in the end, a deprivation of your rights over your property. And you had better want to defend property rights and liberty rights because of others, even if you have little property. Because, look, you're sacrificing your potential future, your opportunity to own, your opportunity to amass wealth, your opportunity to be your own master rather than be a servile slave, you know, to some federal bureaucrat.
Well, and you are arguing this all of the time in the court system and to a bunch of people that I would hope that know the foundation for liberty is property. And I don't know if you can bring that up because they violate freedom of speech rights all of the time when it comes to dietary supplements and health and the ability to care for your body.
Well, there is a sad movement into what you might call bureaucratic speak, where the law is so obsessed with minutia of compliance with these regulations and what is and what is not an acceptable argument in opposition to it, that these bigger issues, which are the fundamental issues, frequently never get articulated.
Jonathan, we're gonna have to pick up the articulation next week. I can't believe how fast it went.
Zoom.
Yeah. Oh, I do, because that's what happens when we get together. All right, Jonathan, thank you, my friend. Sacred Fire of Liberty, until next week, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.